This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The ACLU has announced that it will represent Bena Aprella. Aprella, a 29-year-old black man, was on a run in West Roxbury earlier this week when he was stopped and questioned by ICE, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. During the interaction, Aprella took out his phone and began recording.
Do you have any, do you have any tattoos on your left and right arm so we can confirm?
Do I have to show you? If I'm free to go, then I'm not showing you anything.
The stop is being described by a number of local elected officials as a clear case of racial profiling. WBUR Shannon Dooling has been covering the story. She joins us now. She's going to bring us the latest. Shannon, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, Tiziana. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So catch us up for folks who missed it. Tell us what happened. I think it was Tuesday was the stop, correct?
That's right. So, okay, so here's what we know. Aprella, who you mentioned, is a 29-year-old black man, a resident of Roslindale, was out jogging in nearby West Roxbury, which is a predominantly white neighborhood, when ICE officers approached him. He says that two SUVs with tinted windows pulled up alongside him. One blocked the sidewalk in front of him, and white men came out of the vehicles and started asking him for ID. He told them he wasn't carrying any ID while he was out running. He's trying to get more information from the officers about why he's being stopped. And they tell him it's because he fits the description of someone who's part of an ongoing investigation.
I was struck, Shannon, by how shaken he appears to be in the short video that he recorded. Have you talked to him since the stop?
Yeah, actually, I spoke with him a few hours after he was stopped, and he gave me the play-by-play from his perspective. And he said, yeah, of course, this was really unsettling. Let's take a listen to him describe the interaction in his own words.
These guys just hopped out in full camouflage uniforms with masks over their face and stopped me and told me to immediately identify themselves. I was confused as to whether or not they were even legitimate authorities.
So at first, we didn't even know for sure who these officers were. Aprella says they never identified themselves as law enforcement. He says it wasn't until he noticed the letters ICE or ICE on one of the badges. And then he asked if they were immigration. They confirmed, saying that, yeah, we're ICE, which confused him even more because he's a U.S. citizen. He says he's born and raised in Boston.
What has ICE said about the incident, Shannon, and when did they say it?
Well, so we were actually the first at WBUR to confirm that these guys were actually ICE officers yesterday afternoon. And then yesterday evening, ICE sent out more information in a press release. They said their officers were in the area looking for a previously deported Haitian national who they say is wanted on serious drug trafficking charges and has some prior criminal convictions. They even released a photo of the man. They said they were targeting, trying to, you know, prove their point that Aprella looks like the man they were looking for.
I noticed in the statement that ICE says the men identified themselves. They say they did identify themselves, and they say it's as, quote, police/ICE, end quote. Those are not the same thing, and especially in light of the angry responses really by a range of Boston officials, I want to ask if it's typical for ICE to equate itself with local law enforcement, to blur these lines between local and federal law enforcement. And are there any restrictions around that?
It's a great question. I mean, you know, you'll see, you know, in images of ICE officers knocking on doors or trying, you know, going after similar targets, as they call them. They will have jackets on that say police on the back, or they'll have, you know, bulletproof vests that say police on the chest. You know, we know a few things about ICE enforcement. We know that generally speaking, when there are large scale investigations in the works, ICE will often communicate with local law enforcement, giving them a heads up, you know, hey, we're going to be in this community on this day. We know ICE officers have a lot of discretion when it comes to executing searches for people they want on immigration and sometimes criminal violations. But we also know that they don't have the right to indiscriminately stop someone randomly on the street and ask them for identification. They do need to have some sort of probable cause. And in this instance, again, they're pointing to this picture of the man they were targeting, saying he looks a lot like Aprella. Of course, we've heard this over and over again, Tiziana. You know, he matched the description, right? It's used frequently, and often it's the basis to stop people of color. We also know ICE doesn't have a right to conceal their identity, as Apriella says they did.
So tell us about the reactions from local officials, from public officials.
Right. Yeah, they came, you know, quickly. The condemnations came over Twitter pretty much as soon as the video was shared on social media. Many of the Boston city councilors are calling for an investigation, calling this blatant racial profiling. Here's what Mayor Marty Walsh had to say yesterday.
Incidents like this have no place in our city, have no place for this in our country, quite honestly. It causes real pain and fear and concern.
So this morning, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, who represents Boston, sent a letter to ICE leadership asking for more information. And actually later this afternoon, Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren, along with Congressman Stephen Lynch, also sent a separate letter to ICE leadership saying, you know, we need more information about this incident. And we also want more information about the scope of these types of stops by ICE in and around Boston.
In the wake of the incident, I saw a lot of tweets calling it illegal. City Councilor Andrea Campbell called it an illegal stop. I want to ask, do we know, was it illegal? And have we seen similar stops in the area in the past?
Well, you know, like I said, ICE doesn't have the discretion to stop random people. They need some sort of probable cause. Here, they say it's this photo of their actual suspect. But I think, you know, the most concerning part of this interaction is this dispute over whether the officers ID'd themselves or sought to conceal their identity. You know, there are Fourth Amendment concerns here about, you know, legal stops and seizures, searches and seizures. And there's other constitutional questions around, you know, the use of racial profiling potentially. So there are big civil rights questions here. To be honest, Tiziana, I have not been able to find a legal statute that points to the fact that ICE must identify themselves as federal law enforcement. That's different than, you know, obviously not being able to conceal their identity. So there are a lot of civil rights questions around this. I think it makes a lot of sense that the ACLU of Massachusetts is representing Apriella. That was announced yesterday. They say they're investigating. You know, I think whether this evolves into legal action depends on the results of that investigation.
Shannon, we have a little less than a minute left. Can you put this in larger perspective in your reporting on immigration enforcement?
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you first off, I saw the video, I had no doubts that these could be ICE officers. Immigration officials are in communities performing what they call targeted enforcement actions, making arrests all the time. It's very much a part of their job, whether people like it or not. But generally, they're pursuing these arrests in communities that are not predominantly white, like West Roxbury, right? They're looking for their suspects in places like Lynn or Lawrence or East Boston, where there are more predominantly immigrant communities. I think this case raises serious concerns, not only about potential civil rights violations, but it also brings to light for people who don't live in mostly immigrant communities, hey, these law enforcement officials are out there in communities making these types of stops all the time.
WBUR Shannon Dooling. Shannon, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.